This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Scott Parel picked up his first PGA Tour Champions victory at the Boeing Classic last week. It is a real pleasure to welcome Scott Parel back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Scott.
Hello, John. How are you?
You know, I'm great, but you're better. Congratulations on all of that. How nervous were you?
You know what? Not that nervous, actually. I didn't expect when the day started that, when you're five shots behind, you're not sure that's going to be able to, especially on this tour, that you're going to be able to make that up. I really honestly didn't feel that nervous. I was pretty calm and, I've been playing well. So I was, felt like I was going to be able to keep together down the stretch there when I saw that I had to leave.
Well, okay, to that point then, Scott, when in the round, you talk about tough to come back on a final day. When in the round did you go, okay, well, now I'm in the hunt for this thing?
You know, not till I made the birdie on nine. I never really looked at any leaderboard or anything on the front nine, and then I hit nine. Is a pretty difficult hole, and I hit a very good, hybrid into the par three, and when I made that putt, there was a scoreboard right there, and then I knew that I'd shot 29 on the front, so I looked at the scoreboard, and I saw that, I was 16 under, and then at that time, I think the leaders, I think Ken was maybe 15, and I thought, oh, well, they haven't done anything so far on the front nine, so, maybe I got a chance. So I still thought at that point, though, that I needed to make some more birdies. There was no way I thought it turned out. I guess 16 under still would have won, but I thought it was going to take 18 to 20 under probably.
So are you traditionally, you don't look at a scoreboard? Is that how you normally go about doing this?
Well, no, if I'm in the last group or, feel like I'm maybe more in contention, I maybe would pay more attention, but honestly, I was five shots back to a guy that had just shot in 60. So I didn't really, honestly didn't think that, I thought maybe I would have somewhat of a chance, but the odds I didn't think were that great. But if I'm in the last group or I'm closer to contention, I'll pay attention. But you really don't need to pay any attention, I don't think, till the back nine anyway, because you don't know what anybody's, going to do until they've, at least played nine holes.
Speaking of the back nine, how big was the putt, was the birdie on 17?
Yeah, that was a, a big surprise. Obviously, I was just trying to two-putt that. It's not a putt that you think you're going to make very many times. And at that point, I actually had looked at the scoreboard right there by 17 and saw that I had a three-shot lead, I think, at that point. So I knew I didn't need to make it. I figured that if, that's really not a birdie hole. I don't know how many birdies there were on that hole, but with that pin, it's not one you expect to make a two on too many times with the left pin over there by the water. So I just was trying to two-putt the doggone thing.
We're talking with Scott Parel here on the Augusta Golf Show. You and I have texted back and forth. You've come close this year. There have been some odd situations with you in contention in a golf tournament. And maybe this is an unfair question because you never really know. But Scott, did you feel like winning was close, that you were just right there?
I really did. But you never know. A lot of guys out here said, oh, we're not surprised. We knew it was coming. And, there have been a lot of guys, and actually Kevin Sutherland comes to mind. I mean, that guy's been a top 10 machine on this tour forever since he's been playing it, and he hadn't won till his last tournament last year. So you can be in contention a bunch and play really good golf and still never win. It happens. Things have to kind of go your way, which definitely happened for me on Sunday. You can play great and not win a lot of times out here. And I've played a lot of good golf and come close to winning already and hadn't made it happen. So I still did feel like the way I was playing that, you know, I was definitely going to get in contention a few more times and, you know, and hope that maybe things would fall my way.
Well, you've had a little bit of time to have this sink in. And I can only imagine, correct me if I'm wrong, I can only imagine you've kind of played the winning scenario in your head a lot. Does it feel like you thought it would feel?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's. I definitely have played it in my head, you know, because, you know, you lose in a playoff and you've got a couple other seconds and thirds and you think about, wow, well, would, you know, sure would have been nice to win and all the nice things that come with it. And, you know, the number one thing that, at least while I'm on the road here, because I haven't gotten to go home yet, but, you know, just the way all the guys have been to me and the congratulations from everybody, it's, it makes you feel good. It makes you realize, like I think I told Scott Michel, you know, when you set a goal and you achieve it, that's a really good feeling. You know, you don't always make that happen, especially in this game. And, I set a goal to win. And I've done that. Now I need to set another goal to hopefully try to maybe win again, or at least to get into, you know, better contention for the Schwab Cup at the end of the year.
In times you've been on the program before, and it's somewhat well documented, you've seemed to spend this entire golf journey like you've had to prove something. Did you feel like you needed to win out there to validate being out there?
You know, honestly, no. I didn't feel like if I don't win, you know, maybe I don't think that would have said that I didn't belong. I think the, you know, last 2.5 years of play out here and how I've done, the ability for me to keep my status on this tour, which is not easy for someone who's kind of an outsider, I think that kind of validated it, but it sure gives it more validation by winning. They can't take it away from you. You know, once you win, you've won. So, I don't know that I felt like I needed to do it to validate.
I know you haven't been home yet. What's the best thing about finally, to your point, reaching a goal, crossing that threshold, getting that victory? What's been the best as you're on the road in the hotel late at night? What's been the best part of it?
Yeah, just like what I said, the satisfaction of knowing, you know, because I've been doing this for a long time and I've set a lot of goals, and very rarely have I reached them doing this in my career. And to finally, reach one of these goals, the satisfaction of knowing that the time and the work and the sacrifice that you and your family have done for 20 something years, that it's finally, come to fruition, and it's, you're going to, you know, reap the fruits of your labor. That's very, very satisfying.
I can't tell you how many people have said to me in the last couple of days who aren't necessarily a golf fan, who may have seen the story, heard the story, paid attention to the story because of your roots here, how much they were taken by you at the end of the tournament. You're talking about your sponsor, your longtime sponsor. That would be your bride.
Yeah, she's been incredible. I get choked up now just thinking about all that she did. So she tries not to take that much credit for it, but she, you know, I probably all along here, these 20-something years, I probably hadn't, you know, told her enough how much I know she sacrificed, because she just takes it all in stride. And hopefully now she can, you know, reap some of the benefits and enjoy it. And I think she's going to do a little more traveling. So, you know, with the kids being grown now, so... Yeah, she's been amazing. I've been very blessed. I know I've told everybody that. And, you know, the support I've gotten from everybody in the Augusta area has just been phenomenal. People, like you said, people that, you know, I know their names or they're somewhat of acquaintances, to see how much they say that, you know, my winning means, and, you know, it's inspired them. And, it's very humbling.
Does this mean with the win, Mitsubishi, will you're off to Hawaii at the start of the year?
Oh yeah. That to a man out here, the guys on this tour, that's about the first thing they they say is you're going to, Hawaii Live is going to be unbelievable. You're not going to be believe how nice it is. And I tell them, well, you know, we've never been to Hawaii, so this is going to be our first experience. And they'll, you know, they say, well, you'll absolutely enjoy, you know, it'll be a thrill. So that, we can't wait, you know, for that. So,
Well, that's I couldn't be, all of us couldn't be happier for you. I said before we got on the air, it was great fun to watch. And it's so funny when you've got such a strong rooting interest for somebody. You know, each and every shot's a little more important when you're watching it. It was fun. Scott, congratulations on this. Can't wait till you get home. Can't wait to see you. Thank you for taking the time to do this.
No problem. Thanks for having me on, John.